Okay, sir. So just to confirm, we're adding renter's insurance effective on the first of next month and keeping the auto insurance the same, right? Right. Except for changing it to the new address, also on the first of next month. I can get that set up for you in just a few minutes, sir. Now, since you're getting both types of insurance from us, you qualify for a 15% monthly discount. Sorry about this. My computer system is supposed to add the discount automatically, but it's not doing it for some reason. I hate to do this, but do you mind if I put you on hold for about 5 minutes or so? I need to contact my support team about this. Or I can call you back if you want. Oh, you don't mind waiting on hold. Thank you, sir. I'll be just as quick as I can. But wait, there seems to be something wrong with the phone system. I'm afraid I'll lose you if I put you on hold. And then you'd have to call back and probably get a different insurance agent and have to start all over again. So I guess I'm just going to keep you on the line, live, while I talk to my supervisor, okay? This will just take a few minutes. No, sir, I won't lose you, but you probably won't hear from me for a few minutes. Sir, hello? Are you still there? Sir? I hear noises. Are you okay? You're breathing heavily and panting and moaning and... Did you just groan? Oh, I'm sorry if I'm interrupting anything, but just needed to get, I just need to get some more information, from you. Jesus, that guy sounds just like my husband when he's about to come. We gotta get this phone system fixed. It's too distracting. Right. We don't have the barcode number on your new driver's license. They change that every time you get a new one. Can you read yours off for me, please? Okay, got it. Thanks. That's great. I've got everything I need now, and if you will just stay on the line for another few minutes, we can get everything all wiped up. I mean, wrapped up. No, sir, I won't lose you. Just carry on what you were doing. I mean, hold tight. I mean... I'll be right back, sir. Hi, sir. This is me again. Obviously. So, my support team needs some time to figure this out. They'll message me when it's done. I'm not sure how long it will take. Oh, I should probably just call you back. I doubt you want to keep waiting on the line any longer. You don't mind? Well, yeah, that's great if you found something to do to kill the time. It's always good when a man can entertain himself. I heard you when I got back on the line the first time. What do I mean? I mean, I heard you. I know what you were doing. Oh, come on. We're both adults here. You were... You know, you were masturbating. Did you think you were being quiet? You'd be surprised what these phones can pick up these days and how clear the sound is through these headsets we wear. I hear all sorts of things, like how you were breathing heavily, like when a man strokes his cock. You were jerking off, weren't you? Oh, don't bother denying it. I heard you. I know what you were doing while you were sitting there on the other end of this line waiting for me. But what I don't understand is what got you so worked up to begin with. What got your cock so hard that prevented you from waiting until you were off the phone before you pulled it out and started beating off? My voice? My voice turned you on? Well, that's kind of flattering, I think. Well, I do use my voice a lot in my job. I mean, you know, I'm on the phone all the time. But I had no idea it would turn a man on so much, that it would make his cock so hard that he would have to start jerking off right away. My voice is just a normal voice to me, but I do try hard to sound professional when talking with my customers. Tell me, do you prefer it when I'm all businesslike and professional, sir? Or do you like it better when I'm shy and innocent? Or when I take control and tell you exactly what to do with that hard cock in your hand? All three? Well, sir, we certainly aim to please. I'm happy to offer you some extra service while we wait for my support team to get back to me. Do I have your permission to instruct you on how to pleasure yourself in order to reach maximum completion of the act? Of course, this call is being recorded. I'm going to make a copy of it for myself when we're done here. Then I can listen to it whenever I want to and get myself off. I'm going to love playing it back, hearing my voice give you jerk-off instructions, knowing that what my voice does to you, how it makes your cock all hard while you're just sitting there with a phone in one hand, and how you unzipped your pants to take your cock out and start stroking it while we were talking. It arouses me, sexually. It even makes me fucking wet, if you must know. Sir, do you mind if I, you know, play with my sweet little pussy while I help you get off? Do you? Is that okay? I mean, I've never done this before, but I really want to. Talking to you like this makes me all tingly down there. I just want to rub myself through my soft, white nylon panties. You don't mind, do you? Is it okay? Oh, good. Thank you, sir. That feels so good. My hand in my panties, rubbing my clit. Imagining a nice, big, fat, thick, swollen cock down there, sliding along my gash, getting all slicked up. Then it's right there, right at the entrance to my snatch, ready to slide in. But it's so big, it will have to be pushed in by the man who owns it, shoved in hard. I can almost feel it thrusting into me right now as we speak. Oh, no, sir, I'm sorry. My sincere apologies. I got so distracted playing with my wet cunt that I forgot all about you. If you aren't already doing so, please begin stroking your penis from the base to the head and back. I request that you begin slowly in order to ensure that you receive as much pleasure as possible. Be sure to hold it in a tight, firm grip, too. Please tell me, sir, does that feel good? Excellent. Is there anything else that I can do to improve this experience for you? I strive to offer the best possible service to all my customers, regardless of the task at hand. Certainly, sir, I can moan for you and talk dirty. I'm so wet for you, sir. I've slid my hand under my panties, and I'm fucking myself with two fingers. I'm imagining how big and hard your cock is as you stroke it up slowly and down. I wish you were here, sir, so you could feel how tight and wet I am for you, for your cock. I would like nothing more than to service you in any way you would like. I would make every hole available to you, sir. You could have my cunt, or my mouth, or my ass, whatever your desire. I am yours to service your every wish. Are you still stroking? Stroking like I said? Well, fuck that. I changed my mind. Show me what you can really do. Pretend you're deep inside my fuckhole. I don't even care which one. I want to hear your moans, your panting breath, the sound of your cock as you let go and really fuck that hand. Yeah, that's right. Do as I say. Fuck your hand nice and hard. I want to hear those wet sounds as you firmly grip your cock and slide your hand up and down your firm shaft. I want to hear the wetness of your pre-cum as it seeps out of your slit and runs down to your waiting hand as your hand strokes your hard, thick, swollen cock up and down, that's it. You say you love my voice so much? Prove it. Prove to me that my voice makes you want to come. Well, does it? Stop. Don't come yet. I'm not done with you. Not yet. Take your hands away. I don't care how close you were. I'm not finished with you yet. I'm sorry if I'm being too bossy, and I hate to bother you when you know you're, I know you're busy, but, oh, geez, this is so embarrassing. Could you maybe do me a small favor, please? Could you, oh, God, I hate to say this out loud, but, well, could you please maybe talk dirty to me and tell me what you would do to me? If you were here, I mean. I want to finger fuck myself while I listen to you talk dirty to me. But only if that's okay with you, sir, okay? You will? Oh, great. Thank you, sir. Mmm. Oh, yeah. Ooh. You do that to me? Really? You would? I like that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bend me over my desk and ram your big, huge, hard, thick, swollen cock into my little pink cunt. Yes, sir. I'll reach down and spread my pussy lips open for you to lay your cock right there, ready to thrust it inside me. You wouldn't be gentle with me at all. Oh, it's like I can feel you. Yeah, thrusting your cock inside me, fucking away at me like an animal, rutting, pounding, plying my gash, owning my cunt, making me your slut for your cock. Oh, sir, I absolutely love it. Oh, you're doing so good. What? You'd actually do that? You'd fuck me in my ass? Oh, that is so dirty. It's so naughty. You'd really pull your cock out of my cunt, all covered with my creamy cunt juices, and then, ow, and then slowly work it into my asshole? Just the head of it first, and then more and more of it as you're, oh my, ooh, balls deep inside my asshole? Oh, I've never done that, sir. You'd loosen me up slowly, and then faster and faster, until you were fucking my ass as hard as you could, until you could hear your balls slapping against my sopping wet pussy. Oh, yes, 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 I want that too. But, ow, it's too big. I just know your cock would be too big to fuck my ass. Please take it out. Put it in my pussy instead. Fuck my cunt. It's tight enough. I mean, I'm almost a freaking virgin. Ow. 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 Sir, it is of the utmost importance that you begin stroking again. This isn't about me, you know. It's about you. I need you to jack yourself off until you're ready to come. I'm so close to coming myself, but it wouldn't be good customer service to come before you. No, sir. In fact, the highest quality service that only the best agents can provide is to come at the same time as the customer. Oh. I can edge myself until you're ready, sir. Oh, I'm slowly fingering my clit. Yeah, keeping myself close without going over the edge. Oh, imagining your big, huge cock inside me. Plowing my cunt. Fingering me. Fingering my clit as you pound me. You deserve the best, sir. I truly value... Oh, your patience and... Oh, God, yeah. Fuck with us today, sir. Oh, fuck. Oh. Are you close? Are you almost there? God, fuck. Don't make me wait any longer. This pussy wants to come, and you're the only thing holding me back. Jerk that cock for me. Jerk it to this voice you couldn't resist. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I hear it. I hear it in your voice. Yeah, I can hear you. You're there. You're going to come. Do it. Fucking do it. And come with me. Please? I really want to come so badly. Will you? Will you please? Please? I'm feeling my gash and I'm so close, sir. Don't make me wait any longer. I'm ready to come with you. I want to feel you spray your spunk inside me. Sir, you sound ready. I'm fully prepared to come with you if you indicate that that is your preference at this time. Of course, sir. I would be happy to, sir. Yes. I'm coming for you, sir. Oh, I'm coming so hard. No. It's so naughty of me, but it's so fucking good. Fuck. Yes, fuck. That's it. That's what I want. Come for me. Come as loud as you can be. Goddamn fucking come for me. I can feel your moans all the way here in my cunt. I did that to you, huh? Oh, yeah. My fucking voice made you fucking come. Oh, yeah, please. Oh, yeah. Do it. Come for me. Do it. Oh, yeah. Do it. Come for me. I demand it. Come for me. Yes. Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, good. It looks like my support team has gotten back to me while you were waiting on the line. Your discount has been applied and everything else is taken care of. You should get an email shortly detailing the changes to your account. Is there anything else I can help you with today, sir? Well, that's sweet of you, sir, but I'm afraid that for security reasons, we don't give out our personal information. But if you're happy with the service I provided you, please stay on the line after I disconnect, and you will have the opportunity to complete a short survey about your call. Thank you for banking with GWA, and have a great day, sir.